أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. ألف لام را. تلك آيات الكتاب وقرآن مبين. We commence with the discussion on Surah Al-Hijr. Surah Al-Hijr is a Makki surah, and the surah is found at the end of the 13th juz. In fact, its first ayah is the last ayah of the 13th juz. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, Alif Lam Ra, Tilka Ayatul Kitab, these are the verses of the book. Wa Qur'an Mubin, and these are the verses of the Qur'an that makes everything clear. Mubin is that which enlightens, that which makes clear, that which explains. Moving on to the 14th juz of the Qur'an, Allah says, رُبَمَا يَوَدُّ الَّذِينَ كَفَرُوا لَوْ كَانُوا مُسْلِمِينَ. Allah says, at occasions, occasionally, the disbelievers would wish that they were Muslims. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, this is a reality. You find that they are disbelievers, when they observe the Muslims, they envy the Muslims at times. I mean, who will not envy Muslims during the month of Ramadan? People who are affiliated to any faith, when they look at the zeal, the enthusiasm that the Muslims show during the month of Ramadan on the occasion of Hajj, nowhere else do we find this, in no other religion. And this is a source of optimism for us. In all the negativity that's happening around the world, to see this from the Muslim Ummah, we are still alive. This is an Ummah that's still alive. Over 1,400 years. And we still hold on to practices in our deen in its pristine form. A great ni'mah from Allah. If you look at our salah, we have a standard salah. And it has remained like that for over 1,400 years. Our fast, we all observe throughout the Muslim Ummah. We all observe the same fast, the same Quran. This is a great source of optimism for this Ummah. This never was never found in any other Ummah for such a lengthy duration. You found pockets of people of different faiths over here, over there, some individuals, some rabbis, some priests who held on to the pristine teachings of their faith. But in Ummah, this is found only in the Ummah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And this is a great source of optimism. And that's why Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says that at times, occasionally, the disbelievers themselves, they wish, لَوْ كَانُوا مُسْلِمِينَ, had they been Muslims, if they were Muslims. But what's stopping them? What is preventing them from embracing Islam as much as they envy the Muslims and as much as they may admire the Muslims? Allah says, ذَرْهُمْ, leave them alone. Why? What are they doing? يَأْكُلُوا وَيَتَمَتَّعُوا وَيُلْهِهِمُ الْأَمَنِ. Allah explains in this ayah three attributes and characteristics of the kafirin and what's stopping them from coming into Islam. Allah says, leave them to eat. That's their life, eating and drinking. يَأْكُلُوا وَيَتَمَتَّعُوا, and let them enjoy. So these are the characteristics of a disbeliever. He's only concerned of his food, his drink, his clothing, his home, his vehicle. And it has made him oblivious of Akhirah. He's forgotten death. He's become so absorbed and he is so occupied by his comfort and what he's going to eat and what he's going to drink. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, this is their lives. Ya'kulu, eating, drinking, feasting, wa yatamatta'u, enjoying their lives. Wa yulhihimul amal. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says that fanciful hopes, false hopes, dreaming about the future as far as dunya is concerned, and having these plans and arrangements for the future of the dunya and the worldly interests. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says these fanciful hopes and these false hopes have distracted them, completely distracted them from akhirah. We should take heed from this as Muslims. Sometimes we too also become so absorbed with our careers and our professions and our comfort, our eat, our drink, and we are only planning and having these false hopes about our dunya that it has made us completely oblivious of the akhirah. Allah says these are the characteristics of the disbelievers. Why? They don't believe in akhirah. They don't believe in the concept of life after death. This is it. This is the it and this is the all for them in the dunya. That's why they are making the most out of their Jannah. This is their Jannah. But for us, we have maut ahead of us. This is only the first stage. This is only stage one. This is only level one. There are so many more levels to come for us. For the believer, we know this is one stage. Then comes the next stage and the third stage and ultimately the fourth stage. We have to pass through all these different stages. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given us this first stage to prepare for every stage that comes thereafter. So Allah says, فَسَوْفَ يَعْلَمُونَ. They are so distracted from death and akhirah, but soon they will come to know. When their eyes close, that is the day they are going to wake up and realize that this world was no more than a deception. وَمَا أَهْلَكْنَا مِنْ قَرْيَةٍ. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, we have not destroyed any nation or any city or any community, إِلَّا وَلَهَا كِتَابٌ مَعْلُومٌ, except that it had a preordained and a fixed term. Every community, every ummah, every city, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says it has a fixed, predetermined and predestined term and predestined decree. When it comes into existence and when it will no longer exist. Allah says everything is measured by Allah for every community and for every people. مَا تَسْبِقُ مِنْ أُمَّةٍ أَجَلَهَا. Allah says no people can ever precede that fixed term. Every person, every community, every nation will never leave this world or will never cease to exist before its fixed term and its prescribed time. وَمَا يَسْتَأْخِرُونَ. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, so they will neither precede that fixed term, nor will they exceed it. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant us in